This is the Community Power Break on KPPF.
Welcome to KPPF's Community Power Break. I'm Ted Robertson on site today with the wonderful Shannon Coker. Shannon is the COO of Care and Share, and she and I are here together at the Mount Carmel Food Distribution Event that happens the first and third week of every month. A very important day for anybody in need. Care and Share, very, very integral to the process. Shannon, let's introduce you to the KPPF audience and let's catch up.
Yeah.
You and I have known each other for quite some time. Such exciting things going on at Care and Share.
That's right. So I'm the COO at Care and Share. Have had the privilege of working for the organization for about 14 years, and have just bled orange and green. And my heart just gets so full coming out here today to Mount Carmel to be able to see our work come to fruition and see our neighbors be able to get the food that they need to help stretch their budgets and make sure that they have enough food on their table tonight.
And the food distribution event is a service of both Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in partnership with Care and Share. It happens right here, just north in the big parking lot of the Penrose Event Center. People can line up starting at about 10:30. The event actually opens up at 11 where you start distributing food. An average of 300 or so families served every week. Room for more because this event is open up to the entire community.
That's right. So, we certainly are here and consistently will be here to serve the neighbors, no matter their affiliation with Mount Carmel or otherwise, and certainly have a variety of food every single time. It may be different. That's the nature of what is here today, which is our mobile market. And that's a new program to Care and Share in light of the response that our organization has had due to COVID. And we're just thrilled to be able to have this truck. We have one here in Colorado Springs and one in Pueblo that go into communities where there might not be consistent access to food, like right here at Mount Carmel. And we're able to, pop up and drop in and have neighbors drive through and get the food that they need.
And you call those food deserts, and you create these oases in these deserts. You've recently opened up two other distribution facilities, one in a very strategic location down in Pueblo.
That's right. So an additional program that we have erected in light of COVID, which was a part of our strategic plan, but COVID certainly fast-tracked it, was our Sunnyside markets, which our first one was in the east side of Pueblo, where it was absolutely a food desert. Safeway went out, and we needed to get some food to those neighbors. So we did, and we also have one in Fountain, which we're really thrilled about.
Both in legacy communities that have been around for a very long time and just end up kind of getting left on the fringes as the community grows. And that is why Care and Share does what it does. And Shannon, you and the team there do what all of you do, is to fill those blanks.
That's right. And, just having neighbors know that there is consistent access available to them and be able to help them stretch their budgets. We know that what we've seen so far in both those markets is near the end of the month, neighbors need a little bit more help and we get a little bit busy. So that is the purpose of our organization, is to ensure that no one goes hungry, and doing everything that we can in order to do that.
We are not fans of food insecurity, and that's the battle that you fight every day.
That's right. Every single day, through a variety of ways, that's what our work is making sure that neighbors have the access that they need, and the food and resources. And mind you, a lot of it is really healthy and nutritious food, too. So many understandings and preconceived notions take place around, Care and Share, but we are distributing so much healthy, wonderful produce and healthy product to our neighbors that will really help them thrive.
And the way the food distribution event works at Mount Carmel is that, you can stage first or third Friday at about 10 o'clock, 10:30 in the parking lot right north of Penrose Event Center. And you don't have to get out of your car. Mm-hmm. The packages are already pre-put together, and you get to see the food market, the truck there that is one of how many now, Shannon?
We have two. And this drive-through style, we did in light of COVID, and just to be safe, we are moving more towards having a shopping experience out of these trucks, just because we firmly believe in dignity and choice. And the bag may not have exactly everything you want, but we're moving towards having these trucks be mobile grocery stores on wheels, which is so exciting, and really allow neighbors to pick what they want.
Such important work that you're doing, Shannon, and you and I will talk again not too long from now. There's so much more that Care and Share is doing in the community. Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and that partnership is one of the big ones, very visible. visible, serves a lot of people. There's room to serve more. I'm Ted Robertson. You've been listening to KPPF's Community Power Break. My guest today, Shannon Coker, the Chief Operating Officer for our wonderful friends at Care and Share. Shannon, thanks for spending a couple of moments with us here today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Community Power Break on KPPF. Tune in for the Community Power Break weekdays in the noon hour on KPPF.